right there.
Hey, what's going on, Sean? How you been, sir?
Everything been okay, man. My fault for the other day, man. Someone fucking broke in my car, bro. I was pissed.
Oh, wow. That's crazy, man. Yeah. You know, one time that happened to me, and I reported it, right? One time that happened to me, like, they broke my window, like, just to admit, like, they cracked the whole thing, you know? There's nothing in the car, too, so they didn't get anything. But I called and I, like, reported it, and they're like, all right, sir, you're another dot on our board. I'm like, thanks, man, you know? You know, it ain't like the TV shows, bro, where they come out and they're dusted for prints and, like, you know? I'm like, man, this is crazy, dude.
See? And I asked him, I said, bro, you can dust for prints. They said, have you thrown the car? I said, yeah, they said it's going to be inconsistent. I'm like, if this is a fucking murder, y'all would dust for prints? Come on, man.
Right, right. So they get a collar or whatever, you know. It's crazy, though, dude. They don't care nothing about broken windows, man. BS, dude.
And the dude, he didn't break my windows or break a lot. My fucking, like, yeah, I got the video and everything, bro. The fucking, hold on one second. Let me just put you in the Bluetooth.
Yeah, take your time.
If I.
Oh, I don't think you switched it to Bluetooth. Yeah. I hear you talking, but I can barely hear. I hear you now. Oh, it's the radio that I heard. That's what it was. I was like, I could barely hear you, Sean.
It could be dead. Let me see. Let me just switch it. Let me charge it for 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, to just put your speaker on.
Yeah, you're good. Right. I know this time isn't usually good for you either. Do you want me to call back at 6:30 tonight, or?
Yeah, I mean, it just cost you a couple of minutes. It'd probably be better as far as the bank thing, because I just want to make sure. So far, the guy didn't take nothing out of that account, but he did get my old wallet. But I want to make sometime get duplicate bank cards. Oh, I just want to make sure. Only thing I saw that he took money from was my Cash App card.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
He only got, like, $60. That was it, but money.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I want to call the bank. I was going to close it down and get a new card, but maybe I'll wait to later. But first, I want to make sure it was no attempt.
Because right.
Sometimes what I do... is I tell them, yo, send me a new bank card. But send the one with the same numbers. I didn't lose my other bank card because, you know, if they send you a new bank card with different numbers, they'll shut down the current one. But sometimes,
right.
I have my bank card on me.
Right.
But it's just the chip, everything starts to get worn out and it don't work right. So I tell them, look, don't cut this card off, just send me a new one. So I want to make sure that he didn't have the old card in there. I don't think so. Just want to be sure.
Okay.
I didn't see that suspicious because I'm always on the app with the Bank of America one, but
my wife gets text notifications, you know, so I like buy something and she's all like, what did you spend? Blah 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 blah. I'm like, dang, man, like how am I gonna get you a present or something, you know? that stuff's key. Or like if we're out of state, like if we go to Vegas for like a football tournament or something, the Vegas will shut it down, man, and they're like or the bank will. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? And they're like, oh, just for your security, you know? Like, man, I'm just trying to go to 7-Eleven. But, check on that. I'll call you at 6:30, you know? Does that work for you, or did you want to do it earlier? I don't know how your day is looking.
Oh, dude, why the hell does shit send me back here? Oh, my God. So I hate working in the woods, man. Yeah, that'd probably be good just in case if fucking supervisor, this fucking guy came out, robbed me yesterday. No, he didn't rob with me, but he followed me a few calls. I'm like, this company, they pay pretty good and all that, but they do way too much, bro. I can't wait to get my company do good, and I want it to do great. I always get, like, work and stuff. I just want to blow that up even more. Well, I might just do my own thing. It's too much control, bro. Fuck your company, man.
Sure.
Oh, guys, start giving receipts. All right, receipts is fine. We should get receipts. Where are your PPEs and your bump hat? Okay, where your bump hat? Where are your gloves? sell contracts. I'm like, wow, now we salesmen? Like, and then, do this, do that. You know, I'm like, man. Why was you in that house over an hour, Sean? I'm like, because I fucking wanted to be. Like, you don't fucking control me, man. Like, oh, man.
Bro, 3 months, man. You're golden. It's got to be 3 months now, right? I know.
Well, you know, that motherfucker had a nerve to say that shit the other day. The supervisor, he's like, he said something. He's like, yo, you're fucking, you're golden, man. I said, oh, wow, you saying it too? I don't know what to say about this company, but it says it's a good company. It's just who gets the authority to supervision. If you dealing with a jerk, you know, we had a meeting the other day. The other guy was like, yo, and let's just say one of the other black brothers there, he was like, look, man, let this fucking guy bump you out of your position, bro. He was like, because nobody likes him, man. He was like, only thing is that you still on probation. We've been here longer. But he's like, he's a fucking prick. The other supervisor was cool, bro. He never would have fucking called you in the office or nothing, never. He's like, he's mad cool. You do your job. But he's like, this guy, he probably know how fast I'm going right now. He probably know exactly what call I'm going to. I'm like, damn, you sure you busy? He's trying to be, I'm so busy. How the fuck you so busy? You know everything I'm doing.
Right.
The other day I had stopped at the shop. Damn, wow. Look, yo, I wish I could show you the shit, man. The fucking mansion is beautiful. The area I work in, nothing but millionaires, bro. Beautiful fuck. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers living life, man. Gator kids, they got to pop the gate to let you in. Big, huge mansion, bro. Like, wow.
Tell them share the wealth, man. Be like, hey, I need a sponsor.
Oh, the fuck?
I'm a life coach, bro. I'll take $100,000 signing bonus. So I'll let you teach me to be my life coach, man. People got super money, man. In the football, even too, there's a, cause my cousin coaches at Modern Day out here in California. And there's a kid on the team, man. His dad is like a straight billionaire, dude. And he just, he just throws money left and right. He's always paying for like plane tickets and like even like private planes and stuff. And, this dude I coach with though, he's all in with them, you know? So his son is like he's a quarterback, you know, and he's getting like, offers from like Alabama and like everywhere, dude. He's got an offer everywhere, but him and his son are like buddies, man. So he's getting all these private plane tickets and stuff. It's crazy when they have money like that, man. It's nuts.
It's
you know?
Be play, bro.
Yeah. And could you imagine, man? You'd be like, wow.
And I work for a company and I get it, but some people are like, oh, the company's paying real good, man. They're paying $100,000 a year. I'm like, yo, you got motherfuckers making millions of dollars a year, bro.
Exactly.
Young motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Millions. Like,
does he use it? Like, I know this guy, he, like, started, like, it's some technological business. Or I don't even know what the heck it is, bro. But he's got, like, millions of dollars, you know. Like, he's a straight billionaire. It's crazy, man. But,
wow.
Yeah. So, have fun in that house, though, man.
Love that. I know.
Oh man, yeah, girl, here's some complimentary caviar. Good talking to you, Sean. I'm sorry it happened, man, with the guy breaking in. People were crazy, you know, but
he was in my car 30 minutes, bro. I'm like, a fucking nigga fell asleep in my car.
Wow, that's crazy.
About 25, 30 minutes. Man, I'm so pissed because I probably never know who the fuck he is. And the police just dropped some light. Like, they're so nice in the town I live in. They said, just put this by your house or, like, your car. So someone come over there, light it just shine up. Like, it'll just, you know, it'll just turn on.
Right.
What the fuck is that? And it'll run. But they said this past weekend, it was a few cars that got broken into in the same area. The motherfucker was trying each car. For some reason, my door was open. I don't know why, man.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yep. Things happen, man. You know, but yeah, that's nuts. We have one of those lights on the side of my house too, so if somebody walks by like showering or whatever, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it makes you work for sure. But,
yeah, because they love the dark because they disguise it. Nobody can see it.
For sure. For sure. Can't get high in a shining light, you know? Like, you're going to be too paranoid, man. So, yeah.
This motherfucker left out my car with a big bag, like Santa Claus.
Wow.
Bro.
Yeah. Probably took your papers and stuff.
No,
like.
He didn't run. He walked up like it was his car.
People are crazy, man.
A lot of cash. Motherfucker in my car, bro.
Yeah.
I love to catch them there.
Right.
It wasn't late, man. It was like something at night. You can't arrive.
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm going to let you get to it, though. It sounds like you're at the gate. So I'll talk to you at 6:30, Sean. You have a great rest of your day, brother. All right, man.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Bye.